Understanding the reason behind IPOs and the prospects for the business is key. And how I believe an investor should look at an IPO first is to go through the information memorandum. You'd want to spot the financials of the business. How is its profitability? I mean, the balance sheet optimization. Are there any legal overhangs? How is the regulatory play playing for the business and the competitive landscape? Are there any risks? Are there any opportunities that they are looking to explore? And this will help you advise to form an opinion as it regards the sector and the business in particular. It's famously known in the market, there are no good assets, there are not bad assets. It all boils down to the price. With IPO, including KPC, we believe, and I personally am of the opinion, that investors should approach it with a long-term perspective. Because when you think about it, they're talking about a lot of value propositions that are yet to be unlocked. Setting up a new pipeline from Mombasa to Nairobi, pipelines generally take almost 4 to 5 years to be completed.
Hello, welcome to a new season of Make Money the Podcast. This is 2026 and happy again to present to you Make Money. And this is a special episode to start with in the year when we are discussing listings. And we have our first initial public offering and the major one since 2008 and an IPO of any sort since 2015 when we saw the listing of Hari Stanlib IREIT or Real Estate Investment Trust. And so as we wait for that IPO to close and get to see the reaction that interest investors in, we take this opportunity to present to you a conversation around KPC, the company under consideration for investors. And I'm happy to be joined now by a senior research analyst at Standard Investment Bank. He's been a friend of the podcast before. I think this is for the appearance, and happy to have you, Mr. Wesley Manambo.
Happy to be here. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too. This has been a special episode. I think we'll cut straight to it. We've not had any conversation on initial public offering since 2015, and a major one since 2008, which, you know, sets us back more than a decade ago. Mm-hmm. The purpose of this conversation here is to get a feel for KPC and whether this is a good deal or a bad deal to buy into, effectively looking at both sides. And before we even get to KPC itself as a company and as an offering and the share price and the valuations and whatnot, let's discuss the thinking, the mindset, the anatomy of an initial public offering in this case. How should an investor be looking at an initial public offering, and what kind of mindset should they carry if they choose to participate in it?
First of all, an initial public offering, as you know, is when a company comes first to the market to offer its shareholding. And the main idea behind it is to give new shareholders an opportunity to get into the share ownership structure of the business, all the while giving existing shareholders an opportunity to exit. In some cases, we see some sophisticated IPOs blending in the aspect of bringing in new shareholders and also raising capital for the business for expansion. So understanding the reason for the IPO in any case is usually important. Some do IPOs to raise capital, others to give existing shareholders, more so in developed markets, existing shareholders an exit opportunity from the business. Most tend to be paper rich and cash poor. Now, when they want to lock in those gains of driving strategy, driving business expansion, they look at an IPO as a route to unlocking those value. Others, we've seen IPOs that come into the market to actually monetize the stock, more so when they want to get top-tier talent within the industry into the business, where we see top CEOs asking for stock options or even maybe mergers and acquisition. We've seen one in the market where there is a major acquisition happening, but it's not happening on a full cash basis. They're using stock as cash. Understanding the reason behind IPOs and the prospects for the business is key. And how I believe an investor should look at an IPO first is to go through the information memorandum. You'd want to spot the financials of the business. How is its profitability? I mean, the balance sheet optimization. Are there any legal overhangs? How is the regulatory play playing for the business and the competitive landscape? Are there any risks? Are there any opportunities that they are looking to explore? And this will help you advise to form an opinion as it regards the sector and the business in particular. But where the rubber meets the road is in the offer price. You know, it's famously known in the market, there are no good assets, there are not bad assets. It all boils down to the price. Getting to the offer price, understanding what metrics were used, how does this compare to other valuation metrics, be it relative, intrinsic, option pricing, and is it a fair view in relation to the outlook of the business and its ability to generate cash, say, pay dividends, and even maybe expand into other regions. how that plays gives a good foundation into understanding IPOs in general.
You did speak of the excitement we are seeing in KPC, and there's quite some adverts. Of course, this is the government selling down its stake, so it's coming out to discuss or talk about it. And of course, as a salesman, you know, you'll present it as a good asset, not to suggest in any case that KPC is a bad asset here, but when you come to making the decision as an individual investor, how do you manage expectations, especially when we compare this IPO to the 2008 listing of Safaricom, where a lot of retail investors came to market, individual investors came to market, but as soon as trading began and the share price perhaps moved in the direction many didn't expect, what we saw is an exodus out of the market, and you know, many missed that opportunity, because looking back now, more than 10 years after that IPO, we know where Safaricom share price is close to 6 times to where it was listed at, and it even previously hit highs of more than maybe 8 times of where it was listed at. How do you manage expectations as an individual investor? Because you come in with, you're bombarded by all these conversations, all these technicalities, all these advertisements, this abroad push by the National Treasury, in this case, for instance, from KPC. And I saw someone joke the other day and say that even their bank is texting them to buy KPC shares. They've never seen their bank tell them anything about shares. How do you manage expectations as an investor here?
I believe it boils down to your own risk appetite and your investment horizon. There are investors whose capital is exposed for an investment horizon of 20 years, 30 years, 40 years down the line. There are those who, 5 years maximum, they want to see some cashing in of gains of sort. So first understanding your investment horizon in any investment, even beyond IPOs, is crucial. And second, understanding the strategy, the strategic outlook of the business. You know, Warren Buffett, who famously said the stock market is a mechanism that transfers wealth from the impatient to the patient, because the long-term play most of the time favors those who stick with the outlook. Borrowing lessons from 2008 Safaricom listing, the macro background had a lot to do with the share price trend afterwards. It happened at a point where we had the financial crisis, 2007-2008 financial crisis, and you can imagine what that meant for sophisticated investors. Jitteries happening in developed markets. You know, they say when the big brother coughs, everyone catches a cold. There was a lot of jitteries, and they wanted to get to cash and near cash securities as fast as possible, which you can imagine in a stock market with ease of entry and exit, it does shape the demand supply dynamics toward most of supply, hence a lot of price downward trend. That had a play to do with Safaricom, but when you look at that company in 2008, the financial services was barely taking off. Data had its own life ahead of it. Those who stuck with the strategy from a long-term perspective have actually reaped a lot from the business, from a dividend point of view, locking in capital gains on strategic sales. And you'd find in the long term, they have had a different story to tell with those who came with a short-term perspective. So with IPO, including KPC, we believe, and I personally am of the opinion, that investors should approach it with a long-term perspective. Because when you think about it, they're talking about a lot of value propositions that are yet to be unlocked. Setting up a new pipeline from Mombasa to Nairobi, pipelines generally take almost 4 to 5 years to be completed. And you can imagine before those revenues are realized, does take time. Setting up an LPG facility, they might be involved in the last mile transport of crude oil in terms of storage down in Mombasa, the lighting up the dark fiber and seeing in some revenues at a very small cost of almost 800 million, lighting up all that fiber along the artery of its pipeline. These are revenue lines that when you think about it from an option pricing model, it even doubles the value of the share price from the offer price perspective. But then it's not value you'll unlock in 1 year, 2 year, 3 years. Some might take 7+ years. And even the best value proposition might be 20 years down the line. So understanding the business strategy, understanding the structure, understanding the imposed and the implied near-term and medium-term outlook in terms of cash generation and dividend payment is very crucial.
We turn now to the allocation for shares. There's about 3 billion shares available to individual investors, which is representative of a 20% stake of the shares on offer here. 20% also to East African individual investors. We also have a share for foreign investors, oil marketers, and of course the KPC employees. What would you say is the importance of having that allocation for individual shares? Because, you know, sometimes one wonders, do you just leave it open? Why create a specific allocation for individual investors? What does me and you, in essence, mean so much importance that a 20% allocation is set aside?
I believe given the systematic importance of the asset that you're talking about from an energy point of view, coming in to private hands, majority shareholding being released to private hands, it's quite important from a social inclusion point of view to allow the then citizens to have a chance into owning part of their assets. But then beyond this, going by the mechanism of the market allowing ease of entry and exit, it does bring about broad inclusion, which in most times will be essential in price discovery. Because as you know, most of these sophisticated institutional and big investors do hold for an extremely long term. But then it's the buy and sell that brings about that aspect of price discovery. In line with the whole thesis of how markets operate, it's very important to include retail investors. And again, it's commendable that they've made the ticket size available to as many as possible, because I believe with a ticket of around 900 Kenya shillings, you're able to participate at the minimum level, which now broadens the whole perspective of those 3 billion shares to be allocated to as much as possible, which is commendable.
We turn now to the most controversial question we will address here in this conversation today. And I'll admit I spent some time over the weekend reading through valuation reports for KPC by various stock brokerages. We'll admit it, we have a base of about 2 million, perhaps more than that, of retail investors. Not everyone will be able to engage these reports or engage in this conversation or have that expertise view. The offer price here is 9 shillings a share, and you can buy a minimum of 100 shares. So basically 900 shillings and you're in. You get some exposure into KPC through this IPO. For someone wondering, is 9 shillings a fair price? Am I getting a good deal or not? They may not have all those valuation metrics that yourselves as experts might have. How do you judge the intrinsic value of a company as an individual by your own, perhaps with a few reading here and there and a few commentaries here and there? How do you go about judging this and making a call on whether 9 shillings a share is fair, or do I maybe wait for another or then the next IPO, or maybe buy something that's already trading at the moment?
That's a very good question, which does not have an obvious answer. You know, in the process of valuing businesses, there are no shortcuts. Ashwat Damodaran is famously quoted to say, valuation is not an art and it's not a science, it's a craft. So it takes a lot of understanding, it takes a lot of reviews and a lot of experience to come up to that aspect of getting a fair value estimate, which does lock a lot from the practice, in a sense, to speak. Getting in touch with a trusted broker would be the easiest possible way for any investor interested to participate or understand the value proposition of this IPO. They should guide you onto the processes of getting in, and beyond even the processes of getting in, they should help you digest the value proposition, the price point, where it's going to the, in the near term in terms of earnings, cash flows, opportunities, the risk. Then based on your own investor policy statement, they can be able to recommend, is it a good buy or not a good buy? And the reason why I'm saying it's not, there are no shortcuts in valuation, more so of an asset of this important, you'd have to see its cash flows. How is the ability of this company to really generate cash flows in the near foreseeable future based on its dividend payment policy? How are the dividends looking like? Then getting the present value of future earnings, it gives you a sense of where the value of the business is. And that's only on an intrinsic point of view. Some who may not have that aspect of time, they might look into other similar businesses. For this specific IPO, there are no peer-to-peer within the sub-Saharan market and even frontier markets. You'd have to look into emerging markets now as the next tire market, some in Asia, some in South America. What are the ratios like? What's the median ratio like vis-a-vis what you're seeing in KPC? And you'd find something as simple as P, price to book, for KPC might seem higher than other multiples, but it might be in relation to debt. Hence, an EV over EBITDA multiple might be more convenient in terms of looking at the asset. And you'd find without that understanding of the exposure of these metrics, you might actually get into a good asset or a bad asset. But then to prevent and remove guesswork out of this investing, it's best to approach a broker house to give you the best possible digested information. But for the sophisticated individuals, at the comfort of your desk, you can look for similar peers, get their earnings ratios, look at their book value, look at their earnings before they're treated to interest, tax, depreciation and amortization, then compare that to the last financial year of Kenya Pipeline. And just make a sense from your own perspective what value is left for you to unlock. And some might argue the offer is not cheap, but they see future trajectory in terms of unlocking more value. So they're not buying based on the current revenue lines and its ability to generate cash flows, but based on opportunities that are yet to be taken advantage of, and they see more value there. So that kind of understanding would be key. And the simplest of them all would be read as many research reports as you can from trusted broker house. That will help form an opinion.
I'll come back to you on the question of approaching a trusted broker. Would you be charging for these, or are these reports that you're able to offer clients perhaps on a pro bono basis here?
I'd speak for my own research house, Standard Investment Bank. Given the nature of this asset, we'd want to also give retail investors as much as possible information and an understanding of what this asset lies. Our research is public. I believe anyone in LinkedIn can get access of that, or if you reach out to us, you'd be able to get that. And to be fair to our competitors, most of them, their research material is available. So any trusted broker should help you in getting this information.
The next action point after deciding whether this is a good deal or a bad deal and deciding what to do about it, and assuming you end up with buyers, you know, what you make as your assessment is actioning this. And a lot of people have come to me and asked me, I'm seeing the advertisement going about, I'm seeing the Treasury Cabinet Secretary pushing for people to participate in the IPO, the NSE is also doing the same, and of course KPC, the company that is the subject of this offering. Where do you start as maybe an investor who's not been in the market before? Where do you start? Of course, things like CDS accounts become important and the application form. If you would speak in summary before we wind up on taking action at this point.
I believe third in importance in terms of accounts to have from an M-Pesa account is bank account, then a share trading account. Having a share trading account would be of most importance, and then speaking to your broker, they will help you in getting the shares based on your appetite and your capital. That would be one. Second, the information memorandum does have details on how you can buy through USSD, how you can do it online, because this is more of an EIPO. It has all information from getting the information memorandum to application is all done via the internet. So getting to your broker would be the easiest, and getting information from the memorandum all the way to the USSD will help you participate in the IPO.
I went through your valuation report for KPC, and you did mention that the valuation here is more like beauty. It's always lying in the eyes of the beholder. I wonder then what call is your brokerage house and yourself recommending? Because again, you know, you've presented it. It depends on what you look at and what your investment horizon is. Did I get the reading right in a sense here?
From commendable that you have read it, we believe every number tells a story, and every story needs to be backed up by numbers. And when you looked at the information memorandum, all information available in the public domain, our meetings with management, our understanding of industries, and interaction with subject matter experts, then coming back to that valuation desk, we looked at the intrinsic value of the business, its ability to generate cash flows, its ability to pay dividends. Then we looked at relative valuation, benching it to similar businesses. We focused on emerging markets, took 9 from Asia, 2 from the South America, to give a total of, I think it's a total of 11. And we took the median trading multiples to get a fair value of where, if KPC was listed, where would it be trading at, given the trading multiples of other similar businesses. Then we did something rather quite unique. We looked at the forward-looking strategy, talking about LPG business, talking about lighting the dark fiber, setting up the Line 7, the new pipeline to be constructed from Nairobi to Mombasa with a diameter of about 22 to 24. With an understanding of what throughput volume would mean and working it backwards, knowing that the capital expenditure of pipeline is about $1 million to about $1.5 million per kilometer, knowing the cost, the timeline, the lifeline, and the potential revenues, you can work backwards to find the value proposition. These options are not there yet. There's something we call embedded optionality. It would be the difference between someone buying a bull and a cow. One might want to buy a cow because there is an embedded optionality of getting milk or other calves down the line. So from that perspective, KPC was very attractive, and we did give strategic long-term investors with at least 7 years in terms of investment horizon a buy recommendation, noting they can open up to 8 shillings in terms of capital realization in value from the investment. For investors who are interested and are keen on the ability of the company to generate cash and in its ability to perform relative to peers, then the offer seemed to be fully valued. So it's not a discount, neither is it much of a premium. But then for investors who are keen on dividends, noting that the dividend policy is a slash from an average of about 94.5% over the last 5 years to 50%, knowing that it means dividends going forward will likely see a decline, then the opportunity cost seems higher relative to other propositions within the capital markets, which will only mean in the long run the ability to earn from this asset in terms of dividends might be slashed when you consider other opportunities. So for them, they might look into avoiding. And for those who are short-term oriented investors, noting the impact of dividends and how frontier markets are sensitive to dividends, then it might be best for them to look into their investment policy statement, which most likely would let them be in a position of a pass. But for strategic long-term investors, this is an asset that might be worth considering from our point of view.
For long-term investors here, being the buy recommendation.
Correct.
So Mr. Wesley Manambo, Senior Research Associate at Standard Investment Bank, we'd like to thank you for being on the podcast and opening the ear for us on this special episode of Make Money.
Thank you for having me.
And before we close it off, just to mention the most important dates for this IPO. The IPO opened on January 19th, 2026 and closes on February 19th, 2026. So we just have about 2 weeks depending on when you get to see this, and we hope that's pretty soon because it will be important in making that decision. We get the results and the allocation of shares on March 4, 2026 and then the bear ringing, the most important colorful event of bear ringing and opening up for trading will be on March 9, 2026. That has been another episode of Make Money the podcast, and we are happy to be back for this year and watch out for new episodes coming soon to you. And until then, make your money work for you. Goodbye.